that's good. Oh, there you are. Hello, everybody. It's Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. This is episode, I believe, 250. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we've already gotten to 250 videos. I wonder how long we'll go before I just say, there's nothing more to talk about in the world of hypnosis. Now, we know that will never happen. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there because right below this video, right down there, you know what there is? There's texts and links and things that pertain to this, and it just makes it a whole lot more valuable. Well, as you noticed, I was kind of digging into, what is this? What is this thing? It is my brand new Kindle Fire. I know when I do stuff like this, you know, and I show something, you know, that's technology stuff, that what's going to happen is, you know, gosh, you watch this from 6 months ago. Do they still make those things? But it's kind of fun to talk about what's happening in technology nowadays. So I can get on the internet with, it's not just a reader, this Kindle Fire. It allows you to get onto YouTube and watch the latest whatever, you know, the crazy things like cats that sing, and they got Lady Gaga, and you know, whatever is hot at the moment. Look at that technology. I love it. Huh? Okay. I can't play too much of that, or I'll probably have to pay royalties or something. Anyway, so I just want to let you know, I got a new Kindle. Why am I talking to you about that? Because we are now in the process of converting our paper books, our regular handheld books, into digital books that will be available on Amazon.com in Kindle format very soon. And so I'm looking forward. I'll make an announcement when that happens. I was doing some research and I found out that, hey, guess what? Amazon.com now sells more Kindle books than it does hardcover. How much more? Twice as much as hardcover books. So, gosh, you might consider getting yourself a Kindle reader or some kind of reader. Right now, my favorite is the Kindle. I have the old Kindle, the black and white version, non-backlit, and I really did like that. But then I saw this new one, which is really a tablet PC that is, you know, gosh, it's more than just a reader. I can get on the internet and all that kind of stuff. What's good about e-readers and computers, and what's that got to do with hypnosis? Well, if you ever watch any of my training videos, a lot of times you'll see I'll have my little phone here, and once in a while I'll want to use a script. I don't use scripts a lot. I use scripts for 7-pass self-hypnosis because there's recognitions or hypnotic suggestions we give in a very specific way, and so I read the script all the time. I also have some favorite stop smoking scripts and a couple of things that I don't use all the time, but when I do use them, I want to use them just right. So you can have them on the phone, you can have them on a e-reader, you could even have them on a laptop next to your desk. So if you're not doing that stuff, guess what? It's time to come into the new century. Being bound by paper and hardcover books and stuff, that's just so last century. All right. Oh, this is an all Cal episode because L. Ron is so busy seeing clients. And you know, Meredith, she was just with me. And speaking of L. Ron and Meredith, and some of you guys might remember Celeste. If not, all you do is go back to some of the earlier podcasts where Celeste Hackett was my very first co-host. And I was looking at the latest edition of the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism, the best journal in the world with regard to hypnosis. And I was looking at the information about the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. And you know what? I'm going to see if I can zoom this in there. And you're going to see some familiar faces. Who's there? We're going to see Meredith Locker, L. Ron Ferguson, and Celeste Hackett. Gosh, I guess there's people out there actually watching this show. Because they're really been tagged as up-and-comers in the profession, leaders in the profession. And so we're going to have myself and them, 4 5-pathers, speaking at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. I think it's going to be great. L. Ron's going to be talking about about fixing broken hearts with hypnosis. And I'm not sure what Celeste is going to talk about. I do know that she is an expert on getting started on a budget, the frugal hypnotist. And you can always check out her series on that, a series of articles on hypnosis.org. So, let's see. When is the Solid Gold Weekend? Well, let me see. I've got it right up here on my chart here somewhere. There it is. I always have my big calendar here on the wall. And it is February 24th, 25th, 26th in the Anaheim area, Orange County area. And so you got to be there or you will not just be square. You'll be left out. All right, let's see if any other announcements are coming up. Oh, the National... I just finished doing a training today. No, yesterday. Last Friday for our 2-week, our 10-day hypnosis certification course. And man, I tell you, I worked my hypno butt off on that. And I made all the students work a lot harder, so I felt really good about it. And it was exhausting. But they learned a lot, and they're already out there into the world helping people with hypnosis. Now, let me see here. Well, when's the next one, you might wonder? Well, speaking of February, February 6th through the 17th, with the weekend off, is our next NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. I hope I can see you in class. And for you guys who are already certified, you want to do the 7-day version, that's coming up May 20 through 26, and you'll get your 5-pass, 7-pass certification. All right, let's see. So, I did it. I talked about the certification course, the Week of Power, and the Solid Gold Weekend. You know, the Solid Gold Weekend, I forget who it was that said it, some comedian, but he says, half of success is just showing up. And I want to tell you, you know, it's time to get involved. If you haven't been involved, if you've been sitting on the sidelines, that might be why you're not haven't been as successful as you'd like to. Or if you've been successful, you want to take it to the next level, you got to be going to these things. National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in August, the Solid Gold Weekend in February. You got to get plugged in. I'm going to talk more about that later. All right. Here you go. This might be a two-parter. I'm going to talk about what other instructors won't tell you. Some because they just don't even know. I'm going to talk about what it really takes to be successful, to really be successful in the profession. There's two reasons why, and I don't think you've ever heard it from this angle before, that you're either successful or not successful. All right. One is you either have confidence in yourself or you don't. That's one reason. The other is either your training was sufficient or it wasn't. These are the two things. And what I want to talk about right now is you and me, we got to talk here. We got to talk because it's time for you to do a self-assessment. Because if you know, you're not quite fully engaged in doing what really needs to be done, you got to look at do you have everything you need education-wise? I mean, do you have the proper training? And are there other people in your class that have taken just what was taught in that class? They didn't have to go anywhere else, and they're out there being successful. Because if that's true, then my friend, the problem may lie within you. Now, the good news is, you know what? You don't have control of what other people do. You don't have control over what other people feel. But when the problem or the issue or the change that needs to be made is within you, there's hope because there's things you can do. So let's talk about this. I remember I had this one student come up to me about halfway through the class. And he says, Cal, and he kind of took me aside and he says, be honest with me. Can someone really be successful in this profession? And I'm thinking, what kind of question is that? I love what I do. I'm very successful. You know, I'm almost successful beyond my wildest dreams. Now, and I dream pretty big. But why was this guy asking me this? I looked at him in the eye. I said, look, if you've ever been really successful at anything else in your life, then you can be successful at this. I mean, have you successfully raised children to adulthood? Have you successfully completed some kind of education, high school or college or graduate school? Have you succeeded, successfully risen in another profession? Have you ever really been successful at anything? Because if you have, then if you use those same skills with the same kind of focus and the same kind of intensity, then you'll be successful at this. If you treat it like a hobby, it'll be a hobby. You see, what's the difference between a profession and a hobby? Well, you get paid when you're in a profession. When you're in a hobby, you pay for your hobby. So you look at it, is the money mostly going out or is the money mostly coming in? And when it's mostly coming in, then that's a profession. When you're mainly just, you know, taking classes and buying books and stuff like that, that's a hobby, okay? So if you want to be successful at this, think about what you've done to be really successful in something else. So I want you to remember my rule here. Gold in, gold out. Now this little Banyanism comes from the computer science rule of garbage in, garbage out. And that means, really, if you have lousy data going into the computer, then the data you're going to get out, or the problem it's supposedly solved, is going to be garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. So I turn that around, try to be more positive, and I say, gold in, gold out. So what you want to do, if people are often saying, how do you learn so much about something so fast? Because I'm like totally into something when I'm into it. And what I do is I surround myself with whatever I'm trying to master. So one of the things is, when you got trained, if you've already been trained, your instructor should have some kind of support network for you. Like when someone graduates our class, we immediately put them into our 5-path and 7-path hypnotherapist certification graduates group on Yahoo. It's an exclusive group. If you're not a 5-pather, you can't get in there. It's just for our grads. And what we do is we support them. And more importantly, they support each other. And those emails come every single day. And that's really the magical thing there, is you want to have that trickle effect, at least a trickle effect. An avalanche is even better, okay? But you want to have that trickling where every day you open up your computer and there's emails talking about hypnosis, talking about hypnotherapy, talking about the techniques that you're mastering. So make sure, if you're already certified, go to your instructor now and say, what kind of support do you have in place? And so that you can get plugged into it if it exists. And then also, when you get certified, you know, if you're certified through the National Guild of Hypnotists, you're going to get 2 periodicals. You're going to get this is what's important, is that these things I'm talking about, the periodicals, like being part of a Yahoo group or some kind of group that sends you email constantly, you don't have to go out and find your inspiration, find your training every day. It just comes to you, okay? Now, the National Guild of Hypnotists, they've got the hypnogram. This is a periodical. It just comes. You don't have to go online. That's what's really good. So Dr. Damon, the president of the National Guild, he really believes in physical journals because, you know what? They show up at your doorstep periodically. And when they show up periodically, it reminds you of what you're trying to accomplish. So you've got the hypnogram and you've got the quarterly journal. So you get this. And then you get this. Now, you know, I'm all about the NGH, but whatever organization that you belong to or certification you go through, demand that they provide you some kind of ongoing support. Not like, okay, you've had my course now. Goodbye. Good luck. I tell my graduates on the last day, we're all done. I say, okay, this is not the end. This is the beginning. And that's the way you want it to be for you. When you go through your certification course and you complete it, that should be the beginning of an ongoing relationship. If you don't have it, demand it. And if your organization or instructor won't respond, then go find an organization that will. All right. Here's another thing. And you guys already know this. if you're watching this, unless you just happen to catch it on YouTube, you want to sign up for or get weekly podcasts like this. Okay. Now, I'm pretty well known for marketing and being a good marketer in the profession. And so how did I get that way? Well, I read books, I get periodicals, then I go to iTunes and I get podcasts. And they just automatically download on my, well, it used to be iPod and now it's my iPhone. And then when I do, like I go to exercise, I ride my bicycle, or I'm doing other things, getting ready in the morning, I listen to those podcasts, and that just keeps the information coming in. I get answers to questions that I didn't even know I had questions about. And so just have this trickling effect, good stuff coming in, gold coming in, all the time, day in, day out. While you're washing the dishes, while you're raking the leaves, while you're shoveling the snow. God, I hate snow. I love Minnesota, but I hate snow. I love North Dakota, but I hate snow. But if it didn't, this global warming, if it really kicks in, I just might live in Minnesota or North Dakota. Good people, good place, good fishing, good hunting, but I hate snow. Okay. So the point is, be plugged in. Gold in, gold out, read and listen to books. You can get books on, you say, tape. Now you can get them on MP3, get them downloaded to your phone, get them downloaded to your e-reader. Constantly have this information coming. Listen to it. Read it. Go to bed reading about hypnosis. Wake up in the morning. Listen to podcasts. By the way, these videos, you don't have to watch them. I mean, gosh, this video would be just as valuable if I wasn't video, if it was just audio. What have you missed? You would have missed looking at the National Guild of Hypnotists cover and the Hypnogram cover. It still would have made a lot of sense to you. So on iTunes, you can go there. Just do a search for hypnosis, etc. You'll find my podcast and just start having it download automatically. And all of them are there. And so get this focus of gold in, gold out. Gold in, gold out. Now, so we've got, find out what kind of support program is in place by your instructor. Find out what kind of journals, periodicals, newsletters that you should be receiving from your hypnosis organization. If you've let your membership expire and you're a National Guild of Hypnotists, that's why your journals aren't coming. That's why your podcasts aren't coming. Get re-signed up. Go to ngh.net, N-E-T, and re-up, or give them a call. Their phone number's on ngh.net. Get re-upped. It's way worth it to have those journals and those periodicals coming in. Okay. Now, so find out what kind of support is in place. Get newsletters, journals. Watch or listen to weekly podcasts. Read or listen to books. And last, you need to join a local meetup. Go to meetup.com, for example, and just put in hypnosis. And you know what? There's probably going to be a meetup in your area. And if not, start one. You're going to find out lots and lots of people are interested in hypnosis. They just didn't know where to go. And gosh, it really, really works. Even better than that, join a National Guild of Hypnotists chapter. To find out where a chapter is in your area, just call the National Guild of Hypnotists and they will give you a location for a chapter. If you're a member and you want to start a chapter, you know what they'll do? They'll do a mailing to everybody in your area that's a member and you can start your chapter. And see, being plugged into these things, be plugged in auditorily, be plugged in visually, be plugged in physically, be meeting people, talking to people. And you know what? That's a gold mine, because every day you'll be thinking about hypnosis. You'll be reviewing information from your course. You'll be getting new information from other people in the world of hypnosis. And all this adds up to you being successful. And it's very easy to just have all this different stuff coming in. Okay. So this one's going to be kind of short. But I really wanted to talk about this, taking control of your environment. Gold in, gold out. Realistically, honestly, measurably, there's people out there spending billions and billions of dollars. That's not an exaggeration. Billions and billions of dollars trying to modify your behavior, fighting for your focus of attention, trying to get you to watch their television show, trying to get you to read their silly book, trying to get you to buy their products. See, television commercials, magazine ads, everything, radio commercials, billboard signs as you go driving, all trying to modify your behavior. And you see, if you don't take control of what's going into your mind by thinking gold in, gold out, send the good stuff in, and then good stuff comes out of you, you start being more successful. You start being more confident. You start being more competent as a hypnotist. And you know what? You become happier. The people you help become happier. All right. That's it. That's it for this week. And I want to thank, we have a new guy who is doing our video and stuff now. He's our new IT guy. That's Tuan Ho. And he did a great job of editing the last podcast. And he's going to be doing them from now on. And so I appreciate him helping us out. And I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving if you're in America, where we practice Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, we've got the holidays coming up. Next podcast, I'm going to have another All Cal podcast, and I'm going to talk about some other things that your hypnosis instructor didn't tell you or won't tell you. And it's going to make a profound difference, because I'm going to tell you a big secret as to why I was successful when everybody else in my class, my certification class, failed. So that's it. This is Cal Banyan. Hope to see you in class. I hope you tell your friends about these podcasts. We do it for you. This is Cal Banyan signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.